The cross-country convoy to Ottawa made its way through the Greater Sudbury area on Friday, with hundreds and possibly as many as 1,000 people coming out to show their support. A couple hundred people gathered at Jeremy's truck stop at Nairn Centre, while pockets of supporters were also found scattered along Highway 17, with the largest crowd seen stretching across overpasses. Convoy to Ottawa 2022 is made up of a few separate convoys of truck drivers and their supporters, which are all expected to converge at Ottawa on Saturday in hopes of sending a message to the nation's elected officials to cease and desist with COVID-19 vaccine mandates, particularly those at the Canada-US border. The Northern Ontario stretch of the convoy was divided between Highway 17 and Highway 11 due to a combination of weather concerns and how long the convoy had gotten. The convoy that made its way down Highway 17 stretched several kilometers in length with gaps, and the greatest concentration of trucks took approximately 20 minutes to pass. Supporters happily cheered and honked as the convoy of trucks and support vehicles made their way through the Greater Sudbury area, many of whom waving Canadian flags. Numerous signs thanked truckers for their efforts, while others flew F**CK Trudeau flags, and other signs offered messages such as, oxygen is essential, and, proud to be a fringe Canadian. The oxygen sign references mask mandates, and the fringe Canadian message references Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's recent dismissal of the convoy participants and supporters as a fringe minority. At Nairn Centre, participant Victoria Chapman, who joined a handful of friends by handing out items for convoy participants, said it was refreshing to see people finally come together again for a common cause, united. On Friday, there were 68 active COVID-19 patients at Health Sciences North, five of whom in the intensive care unit. Also as of Friday, the province recorded a vaccination rate of 78.76%, and half of people in intensive care units in the province were unvaccinated or partially vaccinated. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.